I'm recording a new episode because I thought it's a new year and it's been some time, and it's some time to reflect on and to talk about, because it's almost every day time to think again and think anew. Even though so easily it feels like to not take part in media life, everyday media life at all anymore, because it's so strenuous to get a movement, to get motivation out of everyday media consumption. Seems to be so incredibly hard that it almost feels like you need to stop consuming media at all, or be so selective about it that you kind of do your very personal show. And I think I'm more and more doing this in the latter. But what I also did is to introduce step by step channels, and I have to do this with some force, that are like contraire to my viewpoint. So I think maybe this is part of me just doing what everyone does and building up a bubble. Maybe it's the algorithms telling me to do this, and I have to apply some force of will to overcome this. I think it's several factors at the same time, of course, but my media bubble was too uniform, and my opinion, it really helped to introduce people that are really not on my side of view. For example, on the war in Ukraine, or before, on the COVID side, I always like listen to people being opposed to the general view, mainstream view on these issues, for example, because they also were out of my circles, and I also had problems with talking about these issues with people from these from the more mainstream sides, because I had a viewpoint that was not theirs, but I also tried to maintain my very unique personal viewpoint in regard to the other side. And so I was kind of like trying to make a point of being in between, but while doing so, always being labeled to one side, which was normally the opposing side. And so since I try to listen to both sides in regard to finding my own side, it's much better to consume media, I can say. So I don't know why I didn't felt like this before, but I think I'm not afraid anymore to stay on my side, regardless of being alone with that. But that's the funny point, and it was obvious for you listening to exactly this moment. But for me, realizing it right now is interesting to say that, of course, you are the only person on your side, because there's just one time you in the world. And maybe this is the actual realization about media consumption nowadays, that you have to find your side in the media. And this objective truth that everyone thinks they can rely on, picking their favorite news channels and social channels and what have you, is just an ever more complex illusion of following trends that are building up and of course have their momentum and their justification and their reality in the real world. but are never sufficient to give you momentum for your own life, so that you can be in peace, at peace, when the day ends, and say, tomorrow I will wrap up again what I have thought about and what I believe in, to come ever closer to me, because this is in the end what I have to do. I have to like develop and stay with me at the same time, and the media should accompany me with that instead of alienate me again and again from this mission of me being a partner with the world around me. So actually the media is the perfect tool for doing this, but as we are using it and as it unfolds on our psyche nowadays, it seems to be opposed to this idea of development, and of course in this regard also emancipation of your own struggle of your own life. And I think this is a very important lesson that we should roll up for the future, that media is here exclusively to empower us and not to be and media shouldn't bring us in a position of running after it, trying to follow it, trying to build up for it. We should be in a position of using it for our ends, for our needs, and not the other way around. And the world is too complex to explain it anyway, so we can just come near to it, and the angles and variability of doing it is multifold. The variability, the detail and the angles and the possibilities of doing so are multifold. And so we can start wherever we want. And there's no final answer, and there's no final ideology that can be suffice to reach any goal, because the goal is death. I mean, to be clear, at some point it will stop, but it will not stop because out of our understanding of the world, commonly in the West, I guess, you reached some conclusion, but the conclusion is you. I mean, your life will end at some point, and then you have a final rest in your strife of understanding. And still, the world continues for other people, for other worlds in this universe, no? And so, seeing it from that perspective, media is wonderful to empower you. And I think you are getting sick just listening to one side, to one community, to one ideal, to one community. Like you have to be as broad as possible, so that it's, yeah. And maybe nowadays it's easier than ever, because we are so polarized, like an ever more growing groups, ever more two, like because of our polar discussions nowadays, most of the people are in these two sides of the world. Like, for example, I'm just talking about the Western world now, because the other worlds I'm not really taking part in, but I think it's a big chunk of people talking media-wise, and they're always divided in two camps mostly. And since the force is so strong to be part of one or the other, listening to the core ideals and the core discussions from one camp and the other camp gives you a pretty good overview about what people are like trying to explore and to develop and to enforce respectively. And this is actually a pretty easy way to cover the field of contemporary knowledge and discussed knowledge and status quo in the world. Not so bad. So maybe just really concentrate on trying to dig in, because so as ridiculous as you might thought one camp the other camp is, it actually is not when you start listening to some more interesting people that, you know, are not so much on the surface out of your bubble. And I think it becomes more and more clear that we don't listen to each other more anymore, because we are separating each other, because it's part of how the media is being presented to us, that the loudest voices, the most toxic voices are being swept up to the surface, because they repel and so appeal to some extent at the most. So you just listen to content from the other side that is kind of like not made as a part of a serious discussion in regard to the opposing bubbles, but just as a show to use the momentum in between these bubbles. So there's just people, you know, grazing for attention because these bubbles are revolving around each other. And so they're just on the fringes trying to use this momentum for their own attention, and they don't care what they have to say to do to get attention. And so if you are part of this force, just making clear that this division is real and how hardcore it is, then you are part of these people clicking on stupid content in regard to what people actually think and actually believe in, and that this also has grounds and should be respected. And if you at some point find a way to find people that you can respect, even though they are opposing in regard to what you believe in, then gives you such an ease to just accept a person while not his or her opinion. And I think this is a part of media competence that I just not discovered recently, but its consequences are unfolding up onto me recently in a more sophisticated manner, so that I can find some peace in the channels that I build it up. For example, in Twitter, when I read it, it's going back and forth, and I feel that I covered something, and that that I'm not getting stuck, but that it enriches me. So you really have to diversify your channels, I tell you. Diversified in regard to that it's repulsive sometimes, but not that that it kicks you out or that you want to kick people out, but that you have to think again and again, and not being alienated by it. So repulsive is maybe a too strong of a word, but that it, that you stop, and that you stop not because you think you're so right, but that you stop because you think this is just stupid. And but then halting on it just leaves you with, well, actually I have not the right idea to explain this, because at that point you are somewhere more close to your own position, and this is actually where you have a chance to grow, and where you have a chance to emancipate yourself in the struggle in this world. And it's more and more a struggle of information than it is a struggle of the real life doings. I mean, look at the people. The people are in the nets, in the internet first. in a digital realm first, and secondly, they're physically on the street. Go around and see what people are doing on the street. And I think it speaks kind of true, not just in the West, but everywhere where the internet coverage is good, I think. And this, I think, is a major point to develop and to understand nowadays, that we cannot give up on our own exploration, and that we should use the chances that we have nowadays to get in front of the development and not be dragged after it by forces that actually have no intention of pushing human people for the better, but just maintaining the status quo and and enriching a few people and empowering just a few people. So you have to be part of a revolution, but your own in the first place. And this sounds just so bad if you say this without any further context, but I hope what I just explained before is context enough to think again about how to organize your media life nowadays.